Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we'll get back to our Myth of Sophia series here on the last Sunday of December, the last Sunday of 2014. And Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting is on the line via the phones at 963-0842 at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn. She's everywhere. We've just celebrated Christmas, and we're headed towards New Year's, and wanted to talk a little bit about this coming year. I'm getting this vibe from people. It's more intuitive that they're feeling like, and again, I don't know whether this intuition is really true intuition or whether they're just hopeful because maybe for them 2014 wasn't that great. For me, it wasn't that bad, you know. It was actually pretty darn good, all, you know, depending upon your perspective on things. And so I'm just curious as to what you see astrologically for 2015 in a general sense. Do people have the right, say, frame of mind? Should they be as optimistic as maybe they are?
Well, I don't think that it's that black and white.
Okay.
You know,
it never is.
It never is. You know, it never is. You know, one of the most interesting and fun parts of my job is managing expectations and balancing, you know, what is with what you want to be, you know, and creating a strategy from one place to the other. And I think, you know, I don't want to sound too Luke Skywalker about it, but there's always room for hope. You know, you always hope. You hope for the best, but smart money, smart people is on, you know, you hope for the best, but you prepare for the worst so you can handle everything in between, you know. And so I get a lot of people in my practice in crisis management situations who were running on optimism alone and that weren't really connected with reality, you know, in certain ways. You know, maybe they didn't realize that when their boss was upset with them, you know, he really meant it. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you didn't straighten up, you were going to lose your job or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when the tax person said you needed to be saving more so that you wouldn't, or managing your deductions differently and whatnot so you didn't get such a tax hit, you know, a lot of times, at least in late December, early January, where we are, the sign of Capricorn, you know, it's kind of a lot more where the rubber hits the road.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell people this year, this time of year, is yes, always be optimistic. But this is the time of year where you build the foundation, the bridge under your dreams, you know, so that you can make sure you live the optimism.
From your perspective, which would you encourage people to pursue here as we head towards a new year, a new beginning? You know, we get to clean slate and start over January 1. Resolutions or affirmations, or do you have a third option that you would recommend to people?
Well, I do have a third option. I like New Year's resolutions. I want to say / intentions. Because, I say that because a lot of people in different spiritual frameworks think that the word resolution has some negative connotations, and for them, setting goals or setting intentions is more appropriate. And so, whatever that is, I'm always about setting your goals, setting your intentions, being clear, and then use the affirmations to help you get there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Life in December and January reminds me a lot about golf, or at least me trying to golf. And, you know, there's so many different things you have to be thinking about, lining your body up in certain ways to hit that ball. And I can't tell you how many times I'd be golfing with my mom, and I'd hit the ball. I'd do my best to line it up and take my best shot, and the ball would end up somewhere else. And I would groan, and she would say, "It went right where you hit it. Look at which way your feet are pointing. Look at which way your shoulders are pointing." You know, there's an awful lot in golf, just like there is in life, that you have to have lined up just right to get where you're trying to go. And so it starts with the clarity of your intention, with your resolutions and your setting goals. And then your affirmations are the things that you routinely use, as well as other things: prayer, meditation, feng shui, good works, you know, whatever else works for you. But there's a lot of things that you're doing to keep your body and your soul and all the different parts of your psyche, and believe me, there's a lot of parts, you know, keeping them all lined up, those affirmations and those more dogmatic acts and practices help keep you trued up, keep you lined up, so the ball goes where your aim, you know, where you really want it to go.
I find that interesting, that phrase, you know, that your ball went right exactly where you wanted
it
to go.
It went right where you hit it.
It makes me think of that other phrase that I heard in personal growth programs that I went through, where they would say, you are where you want to be, because if you wanted to be somewhere else, you would be there.
Right.
But you're not.
You have put this moment here,
and
that brings us to what I think the beauty is of Capricorn. Capricorn is so be here now. It's so in reality. And Capricorn is the antidote for these tendencies we have, especially as Americans, to be irrational and passionate and victim. You know, look what everybody else did, and I'm so upset because of all these externals I can't control. And it's like, look, you can focus there. But if you do, you're hitting the ball in a place where you don't want to go, and then you're going to have to go fix it. Mm. And so, you know, Capricorn is so wonderfully be here now. It reminds me of that song by Kate Bush in the 80s where the chorus was, I put this moment here.
Mm.
I put this moment here. And she says it over and over and over again. And it's kind of your mantra for Capricorn. I put this moment here. Now what am I doing with it?
Well, the phrase that I quoted actually ticked people off more than helped initially, because it's like, no, I don't want to be here. You know, and of course they'd repeat it again until they finally got it. But you're absolutely right, and we do. And the other aspect of it, too, is the choices that we've made in the past have placed us where we are today. So
consequences.
Then you talk about reformation. You talk about affirmations and resolutions. Well, where do you want to be at this time next year? Then start making the choices that'll put you there.
And go to school on somebody else's putt. Normally, we really don't have to reinvent the wheel to get where we're trying to go. Americans also are really averse to what in leadership and management training we call best practices. You know, whatever we're trying to do, there's a million other people who've already figured out how to get there. They've already figured out what steps to take and in what sequence. And 8 times out of 10, if you just do what's generally been proven to work, you can get there a lot faster and a lot cheaper and with a lot less less anguish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in America, you know, we value our freedom so much more than we value mental health. So so we've got a lot of people who are free to be miserable rather than we have a lot of people who are smart and successful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's a choice. It's always a choice.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, bloom where you're planted and make the most of where you are.
Exactly. Well, Beth, that's going to wrap it up for this year.
Awesome,
thank you,
Richard.
So much for joining
thank
me again.
Thank you. It's been a great year.
And we will look forward to talking with you in the new year and have more information for everybody. So please get a hold of Beth either now or in the new year by going to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Give her a call at 963-0842 or go to Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's also on LinkedIn. And Beth, happy new year to you
and
the best for this 2015.
Excellent. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story. We want you to stay with us. We have the Myth of Sophia interview coming up for the 12th installment. I can't believe we're already doing 12 here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.